I like to keep in touch. All right, Tim, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Hello, Hi Tech.
Hey, is Carl in?
Yes, Carl, two cars over here. Who are you looking?
Carl Horman.
Yeah, I know, but is his junior and senior? Is his 30 year between?
Whichever one does the financing.
Oh, financing, we don't do any financing. Basically, you know, we're just running our show and shop, and we don't looking for any borrowing any money.
And you guys aren't looking to bring on some pieces of equipment here?
No, no. This we are full house. We don't nothing fit in.
That's nothing. Nothing fits anymore.
No,
you guys aren't planning on selling any of those CNC machines over there?
No, no, no. Because this is very difficult to pull out. Even if you want to sell it, it costs a lot of money just to rearrange the whole place because they are in line, face to each other. And between is not enough room to take out one, so you can't take out almost.
Right. Well, what about adding on to the shop? You guys want to expand it?
You know. And one thing is you know, economy. I don't know what's coming. It's like we don't trust it. You know, you don't know what's coming. In November, we're gonna find out probably.
Oh yeah, you guys waiting on the election right now?
Yeah, you know, is you know. We have a disaster hour and over there in the White House, and it have to be cleared up somehow. Is we'll see what's happened.
You know, I couldn't agree more with you guys. So you're just planning on waiting to see who comes.
Yeah, you can because one thing, if Hillary coming, a gun control and a lot of thing is gonna be a dead beat. That's it.
No,
and
you know what? I agree.
A lot of, you know, manufacturing going to be out of business again, and there's nothing coming back. So it's a tough business. It's, you know, a lot of thing in China, and we have to be changed. That's, you know, we have a guy who is hopefully is going to be really going to do the changing.
I agree. He's the man that gets done.
4 years ago, we had a big promise. 4 years ago, we had a big promise, and, yeah, it gets worse.
Bring manufacturing back to the States, you know?
Yeah, that's what we need is country. Manufacturing, make it here.
Right, how do you guys compete with the, you know, overseas production?
We try to doing things what, you know, not feasible to bring out or making our own product what is, you know, making this country and selling this country. You know, we try to survive, but it's, you know, it's a tough business.
Yeah, it sounds like a tough business. I've been on the phone with a bunch of guys lately that say that's, you know, getting even tougher.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, you have to compete with you know, countries where they are minimum wages is less than $2.
Yeah, I don't know how we can do that.
That's the whole thing, you know. See, and then customers, they're telling you, oh, we get somebody cheaper. So I tell them, go to the somebody cheaper and it's going to go out of business. So I am not the one. Try to hang on, you know. If you make it cheaper than how much it costs you, you're going to go out of business. It's automatic.
You know, yeah, I mean, like, even if people outsource to other countries, how are we going to keep up with, you know, that competition?
Yeah, and you can't control, you know, we know the Chinese, you know, they're coming in with all, you know, a nice one piece maybe, then a bunch of crap or changing something, and you pay for it before you get it. So figure it out how it works.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Like, it's kind of hard to beat what they've got to offer right now, especially when the manufacturing industry is not even doing that well in the first place.
No, manufacturing was always a tough enough business. And, you know, it's only stay in a country, aircraft and military some. And that's it. The rest of them is anything you're looking, you know, you go to clothing store, a hardware store, or Sears Roebuck, or anywhere. It's all Chinese made in or Bangladesh or Taiwan.
There's nothing American anymore, right?
No. That's a problem. Manufacturing in this town was maybe 15 machine shops. Now it's maybe 3 is left.
How many machines you guys got over there right now?
Oh, I have like eight, you know, CNC, 3 CNC and 6 or 7 milling machines.
Wow,
but,
that's,
you know,
that's a lot.
You are scaling back because you cannot, you know, I used to have 14, 15 guys working on the floor. Now I have only four.
So when did those cutbacks happen?
Oh, listen, that's 20 years ago, you know.
Oh, 20 years.
You know, a lot of, you know, the machine was like, you know, different than today.
Okay,
but,
okay.
But it's we don't, you know, basically, we don't have a room even. Even if I get busy, I have to figure it out how to produce faster or whatever it should be because I don't have no room for putting another machine.
Quick question. Are you guys net 60, net 30, net 90? What are you guys doing?
We're net 30 days, you know, or less.
Oh, that's pretty good then. So you guys never...
We don't stretch in payment because it don't do you any good. You don't get nothing for your money even if you keep it in the bank.
True. Very true.
And we get, you know, we in the business, you know, we are, you know, we get, you know, the turnaround is fairly fast.
Right. Right.
You, then you wait 90 days for your money because then you are in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, man. You do not want to be waiting 90 days. No.
Yeah,
it's too far.
Sometimes.
3 months. That's 3 months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get your money.
Way. Oh, yeah.
You kidding me? That does not help your business at all.
No.
No? Okay.
All right.
Quick question. Do you mind if I get an email so I could just shoot you over some of our information if, you know, the economy picks back up?
Listen, in this moment, you know, this year, definitely we're not going to do anything.
Oh, yeah, no, I can follow up in the beginning of next year if that works better.
And basically, you call up, you know, we are here 5 days a week and 8 hours a day.
All right, what was your name again, sorry?
My name is Carl. Carl, you know, I'm a senior.
Oh, you're a senior. Carl Senior, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Carl, what type of accent is that?
Oh, I came from Hungary. See, I came from the communist country. And you know what happened to me? I am not in the communist country. Because this is 90% communist, this country, in this moment. Nobody really who has never been in it know it, but that's happened. You know.
You can see the trends, yeah?
The socialist what we have, this is a communism. They tell you you're free, you tell them you can go anywhere, do anything, and in the meantime, oh, you can buy this, you can buy that, you can do this, you can say that. It's like the same thing. It's censored and you know, like communist. Over there was the same thing. They was telling,
you're absolutely
you know,
right.
Hungary, I was middle in the, you know, in the Europe over there. And you can go almost only communist countries. And then if they say, you're free, you can, you know, you can go anywhere. You go to the Austrian border and then there was a gun pointing at you. So that's kind of a freedom we had over there.
Right.
But,
yeah, you know, I mean, you come over here, you don't want to have that.
No. We have to be, you know, clean up the country. That's the whole thing. You know, once in a while, they have to get the broom and just clean up.
Sweep it out. That's exactly the sentiment.
Too much mess, too much problem.
Let's hope things will get better. All right, man. I don't want to keep you from work right now, so
right.
I'll catch you later. I'll follow up in a few months, see how everything's going, all right?
What's your name?
Nico.
Nico. Yeah. Mark Anthony, you are born here?
Yeah, I'm second generation Greek.
Oh. Yeah, I never been in Greece, but I've been in Europe all over.
Oh, you need to go to Greece.
Romania, Bulgaria, Yugoslavia, Austria, Czech Republic, you know, I went around, you know, always wandering around and winding in America.
Well, good. I'm glad that you're here now.
Take care.
All right, Carl, take care now, man.